Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and then get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to rock,
on a double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Excuse me, madam, you're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket.
Lord
One
Jim.
One for the she's my beauty queen. She's my everything, my everything. One for the trouble, for the trouble. Two for the babe, two for the babe. She's my beauty queen. She's my everything, my everything. One for the trouble, for the trouble. Two for the babe, two for the babe. She's my beauty queen. She's my everything, my everything. Gotta hit that thing, gotta hit that thing. This is where I wanna be. With Mary Jane, with Mary Jane. Mary Jane.
Brand new banger. You're jamming with exclusive hot new mix.
Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades. specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip hop. West Coast.
To the mountain.
The hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D O Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio. What the fuck is up? West Coast Wednesday, we up in the building. I don't know why these fucking claps and none of this shit is working, man. Send this bullshit back. DJ Have Love, we got Truly in the building. What the hell is going on? I don't know who this is.
True West.
What the hell is going on?
I'm
trying to figure out why we... Trying to figure out why we ain't got this super good energy. You know, we need some good energy, man.
Yeah.
My energy is excellent. I don't know what the hell you talking about.
No, I'm just saying, man. We got on there with this negative energy. I'm thinking we get on with that true West energy.
Nigga, my energy is excellent.
I don't know where he gets negative ions from. Where do you get the negative ions from?
You know what I'm saying? 3 o'clock in the morning, nigga. Energy is kind of low.
Really, though. You know what I'm saying? That's what you call burning at midnight oil.
Yeah. I've been up since 3 o'clock this morning. Shit.
You been grinding with it?
Man. Trying to put this damn new computer together, make sure this is working right.
Okay. So how many computers you got now, Scratch?
About 10.
7.
He was close. He was close.
Mm-hmm. But the question is, I'm about to say that the question is you like they're all like everywhere. How many working though?
Yeah, 7 working, but there's a gang of them motherfuckers that I gotta give them a facelift. But it's 7 in the goddamn studio that's working.
Let's do that work. Tell us, see, you over there at work. What's she laughing at?
Man.
Truly,
man.
I was laughing because he said he was giving somebody a facelift.
Oh, yeah, I got something. I got to give a facelift. They got to like it, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to get them right. I'm going to get them up and working like the rest of them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah, but... Hey, it's
crazy,
about,
man, you talking about the, you talking about how the West One got the production done slowed down?
What do you mean slowed down?
I mean, you know, the new computer.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. I mean, but, you know, there's certain little things that I could do on the other computers, but I just need one of these motherfuckers to bang out what I need to get banged out real quick. So that's the one I'm building right now. Well, I mean, it's already made, but I just got to put the programs and shit in there.
Let it finally your thing over, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Make it shine.
Have y'all called and checked on Mr. Everywhere?
Huh?
Y'all called and checked on Mr. Everywhere?
I called him the other day, and a matter of fact, he rides here. No, that's 86.
That's me.
Oh, hey, you all right there? What's up, man?
I was doing pretty good, man. Yeah, appreciate you checking on me. Yeah, I've been rest in peace to Coolio. Just lost Coolio today.
What?
Yeah, he just passed.
Not my nigga Coolio.
Not too long ago.
Wow.
Not Coolio. Gave the Paradise Coolio.
Coolio, he just had a heart attack.
Wow. How old is Coolio, man?
59?
Coolio, like 50.
50 to 60, entertainment age. There we go again.
Oh my God, bro! Nobody ain't even called and told me that shit.
Yes,
I ain't been on no social media or nothing.
How long ago happened?
About an hour ago.
Oh my God, son of a bitch! Oh, oh Lord,
that's why we gotta take care of our health, man. It's serious.
You help you true wealth. You learn. Oh, entertainment age is 50
bro.
To 60, I tell him.
Nah, my nigga, 60. Bro. Oh, God damn it. This shit just fucked my whole day up, bro. I ain't been on social media. I ain't been doing shit. I've just been sitting here trying to. Oh, God damn it. Ugh, fuck. Oh damn, man!
Yeah, I lost both of my uncle's brother-in-laws this week. They both
sorry, ended, man. Send my condolences.
Oh fuck, huh?
Wow.
Oh Lord! I'm my nigga,
I forgot
bro.
To tell 86. I don't know if 86 on here or not. I forgot to tell him that.
Oh fuck! 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 Man, this is some bullshit, bro. God damn it, man. Man, you know, if I didn't know that shit, I probably wouldn't even did this fucking show, bro. God damn it.
Yeah, I'm worried about you. I kept asking everybody, said, y'all heard from Scratch? Y'all heard from Scratch? I've been so tired up busy here, and everybody was like, well, I was wondering about the show. Like, I haven't been on the show since last Monday or whatever day.
Oh, God damn it. This is fucked up. This is fucked up.
Yeah.
This is really fucked up, bro. I'm so... I'm going to try to go on and push through this shit, my nigga. But fuck, that's some... Man, you know how long I've been knowing this nigga, man? I've been knowing this nigga for fucking ever, man. Forever.
Yeah, you know, one thing, you got to take your break, man. You got to...
And Sound Master Crew.
Yeah, man. God damn it. I wonder, I know Scotty know already, but Scotty probably would have called me by now, but he probably broke up because they was closer than me and Coolio was, you know what I mean? He the one that got Coolio now put on the map. Oh, this is fucked up. Oh, this is fucked up. I ain't even looked at no social media or nothing. The only thing I did was I started the show. And I put the show on you know, the Facebook, but I didn't know my nigga died, bro. Damn, I gotta call a gang of people now. I know they all know, but fuck. I was trying to call everybody in Texas, in Florida, make sure they shit wasn't getting fucked up.
Well, we got lucky. We were lucky. My nephew, he got lucky because it missed him. My other nephew, we're hoping it's going to miss him. One of them is right in Jacksonville, and the other one's right there in Tampa. So we just missed him in Tampa. We're trying to see what it's going to do on the back end.
No. On the east side of Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to hit Orlando? I need to call my people over there.
It's right below Orlando. It went right below Orlando.
My people over there in St. Augustine,
I
check on them.
Yeah, right there by St. Augustine and St. Pete. That's where it was at. It hit right there between St. Pete, right directly below St. Pete, but it was right there.
That's
in the
path. St. Petersburg is right by that St. Augustine.
Right below Tampa. So it went right there by St. Petersburg, St. Augustine.
Well, St. Augustine is on the west side of it, on the right west side of Florida. And Petersburg
is
on the east side over there by Tampa.
That's all on the west. The east side is on Fort Lauderdale and West Palm, and all that is on the east side.
On the east side? Yeah, my bad. I'm thinking about St. Augustine on the east side. Tampa is on the west side, the inside of the Gulf. On the west side of,
Oh, God damn it.
My bad. Anyway, I know you know your state, man. My bad.
It just fucked my whole day up. Hello, man. I'm going to get into a couple of songs, man. Let me do this, man. Oh, my God. We'll be back. True West Radio. Give us a call, man.
3, 2, 3, 6, 4, 2, 15, 97. Cruise till we can't. You got the drink, I got the dank, and we done stopped at the bank. Sun beaming, it's weekend. Heading down that beach way, messing with my girl. There's one of them games that we play. Braves bouncing to the beat. Feel me coming down the street. She's gotta be a freak if she's sitting next to me. So sign up your hoopty and fall in line. Bring your honey if she's fine, and we gon' have a good time. To the outskirts, the first brother, not the urgent jerk. Swooping over, I put some work. Now watch me skirt. I heard them calling me, but they not ballin', see. Cause if you're ballin', then you got your own set of keys. The breeze is hitting, don't think you'll catch me slippin'. 40 thieves, wino and gap, got that back when we dippin'. To the west coast, down south, it's a direction. Throwin' up the hood, cruising. Come on, we jet. Like that, take a ray on knife in the back.
Sunday afternoons in the tape deck. My woman's on the right looking bomb for the strip deck. Floating on the freeway at a cruise 65. Malika rolled a top so I could feel that Rocky Mountain high hit. Take the wheel while I shake off this head rush.
Yep, I'm down the bus sliding over like what? Watching the sunset be the flyest with the top down.
Park up at the spot, I ain't gon' front, I'm tryna mess around.
Your homies still around?
Yeah, they busy though.
That's all I need to know, roll up the windows and lock the door. It's on it popping, all that cruising got me worked up. Turn up the beat and bump in between the seats,
Yeah, that's how we do it on the Western Hemisphere. All my homies being men, cause ain't no pretending. Cruising, feel the wind, blow my braids back. Surfing off into the night, bumping to a fat track. Yeah.
Recognized by it on a hard liquor, toothpick and beady dye.
dragon. Bitch, you got dealt. Built your cap the other way like a reversible Louis Vuitton Gucci belt. And ain't nothing cracking. For them niggas stepping up with the funk, I'm packing to acting. Cause I be earning stripes and tight crunches. All the homies carry nines, I carry rhymes and sucker punches. What? Tootsie, my knees don't bend. Just like that actor Hoffman, I be dusting off men often. They walking over your coffin with an 11-shot lost. John Richard Austin won't soften. You're lost in Sea Austin. You exterminate the flyest nigga like Hawking. Stalking Laughlin to New York and in between, so take caution. Leave the flossing for dental hygiene. Mental plus my gene equals nasty. Young bastard, a raspy lung master taking vinyl virginity. Coincidentally, I run shit like Walter Payton. Niggas play a hating cause I spoke like a Dayton. I hit the bass like Ron Carter at the Carter when C&B controlled it. Blowing niggas up like when Mookie's stupid ass got caught smoking. Figure, your sigma is lack of enigma. So bitch ass niggas better step like the Delta Sigma Theta.
We don't give a fuck, fools better duck. 39 deep in the back of Rhino truck like Robin in the paint. Fool think I ain't, your crew is on stank. That's why I'm pulling rank. I rev like a motor, float on like a floater. Kick a style like Chagall from here to North Dakota. The ambassador of folk with amps in the trunk. And when it's time to rock a mic, I won't be no punk. I bring death to the evil and power to the people, my name ain't Steve Miller, but I fly like an eagle. So play before I jump, I get around like Gump. And I got more con in my purse than Chuck. And you don't want no motherfucking problems here. Cause I can mount up a posse like Paul Revere. Your whole crew get took out, turned out, took out, burned up like a cookout. So fools better look out.
Fresh off the penalty box. One of the stocking cap, cut off dickies and some high top striped socks. The freestyle fanatic, psychosomatic, magnetic, causing static. Well, lyrics still as tight as a straight jacket. The last in line, but one of the first to get with you. Bringing more terror to MCs than a Michigan militia. Click, click, boom, nigga, fuck your crew. It's the janky, your papa, taking over, pissing in your stage mama. Just sock that you think that you can fuck with mine. Your wildest dreams, you best to wake up and apologize. Niggas penitentiary yelling because I burn my vodka. But anyway, half of y'all couldn't see me with a pair of blue blockers. The lyrical night stalker, stalking the night in a pair of crease khakis, Chuck Taylors. My pistol grip tight up, see? The nigga from Westside,
hey,
Matt Burke.
Hey,
what's up, Wano?
Like, look, it's late. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Are we out?
Yeah, fuck it.
Mass circle, bitch.
Yeah.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying and chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of cheater, little homie. Wanna be like on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight. Situation they got me facing, I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the shit, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and the gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker. And my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know.
Thank you.
after minute, hour after hour. Everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
Sir, this Ill Gates and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Low. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, the Federal Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
My sister told me she seen it.
Oh, my God, man.
And if I ain't mistaken, I just saw an interview with Coolio. They just did an interview with him about a day or two ago, I think.
I just talked to I just talked to Wino. Wino, he the one that did a gang of Coolio's music. And they was in Sweden or some shit like that. Oh, man, I'm so fucked up right now, bro.
So he passed away while
I was
doing
that?
Oh, fuck, man.
That's when he passed away on tour?
I don't know where he was at. I didn't even know until Mr.
He's at a friend's house. He's at a friend's house and went to use the bathroom and never came back out and had a heart attack.
Damn.
Oh, God.
You say he was at a friend's house?
Yeah. What did he say? What happened?
At a friend's house. He went to use the restroom and they didn't come back. So when they checked on him, it was too late.
Oh, my God. That's what happened in DJ Screw.
Oh man.
You know, if you constipated, you can have a heart attack. I'm doing a number two.
Yep.
Oh, my God, bro. Oh, fuck. Ain't nobody answering their fucking phones or nothing. God damn, man.
I'm telling you, it probably shocked the world, man. That shocked the world.
Oh, no,
I was definitely in shock because, like I said, I just watched the interview with him. I forgot what channel it was on. But I was just flipping through the channels and he was talking. And, I was like, man, Coolio need to come out with something new. It's been a while.
Oh, fuck. He was talking about old ass rappers wanna get down with me, nigga, we get down. And then nigga Scotty was like, nigga, Scratchy get down with you, nigga, don't God damn, bro. This is fucked up. Rest in peace, my nigga.
It's a hard pill to swallow, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you're so close to somebody and all of a sudden, it just check out. I mean,
it's hard to say goodbye.
We don't know the hour or the time, but we know it's inevitable.
Yeah,
it's definitely gonna happen to everybody, but fuck, man, it's like
unexpected.
Man. Oh God, my head hurts. I need a stiff drink.
Me too.
I know I got some Hennessy or something in the house.
I ain't got nothing but Powerade. Maybe I drink two of them back to back.
Liquor.
I got a couple of beers, but I need something stronger. I need to
roll up in one. Twist you one. It's a couple of shots. And you might make it through the show.
I won't make it through the show. I'm just... This is unreal right now.
Yeah, man.
Then trying to call my niggas, ain't none of my niggas answering the phone. Nigga Scotty, Wino, none of these motherfuckers is answering their phone. Oh, shit.
Like I say, you know, everybody's probably getting their phone calls around, you know, trying to let everybody know what's up. And quite naturally, you know, everybody want to know what happened.
Yeah, they gonna call me eventually. I ain't gonna rush the issue.
I mean,
but,
you know, everybody gonna respect that you're doing the show. So we'll probably get some callers in after the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah, something I don't know, man. God damn. That's a fucking... That's a hard pill to swallow.
I know sometimes I like to call around and let them know, but sometimes I like to shut down and be like,
yeah.
Y'all don't even know. I just took my blood pressure pill. And my head hurting like a motherfucker as soon as I heard that shit.
Yeah,
this shit confusing to me. All these people, it's just too many.
Yep.
You know, it's crazy because I met this nigga when I was 16 years old. This before he was even, anybody even know him, you know what I'm saying? And Scotty was knowing him longer than that. Yeah, I was 16 years old. Nigga, I'm about to be 55. That's how long I've been knowing Coolio.
Okay. So y'all was what, I mean, 40 years?
40 more, 40 plus. Little less than 40. I've been knowing this nigga all this fucking time, my nigga. I'm gonna have to. He gave me a video and tell him don't let nobody see the video until we get ready to put it out, because it's him and Too Short and Wino did a song together.
Can y'all still put it out for him to make, you know, him his, you know, like a tribute so he can make the money for his family?
I don't know if he put it out or not, but I'm gonna have to see. But it's him and Wino and Too Short.
Yeah. I'm quite sure they're gonna, you know, they gonna prove it.
And that nigga, he said this shit to me. He said, "Don't let nobody see that motherfucker until it come out." I'm like, "All right." So I ain't letting nobody see it. I ain't letting nobody hear the song or nothing. This is not what I want to hear. I wish I could have heard that shit after the show. Ain't nobody calling, saying nothing.
No. And then it would have been a bigger shock if somebody had called in and said, right, while we in the middle of the show, with the hype going on, you know. So it's good to find at the beginning. And
no, I'm glad Mr. Everywhere told me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he stays on
top. I know now everybody on their way to Vegas. I probably got to take my ass to Vegas.
That's where you live at?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. I'm good, man. I'm good. I don't like that shocking ass news. Cause I just about to tell y'all that the people that shot PNB, they caught two of the people. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
The nigga that shot him was like 17 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, and
So was it a basic robbery or?
Wow.
Or misunderstanding?
No, what they said, them motherfuckers, they was just sitting in the parking lot already. And when they saw the nigga, this nigga daddy told his son to go in there and get him. So his son went in there, 17 years old, and robbed him, or shot him, killed him, robbed him, whatever. So now they done called the son, and they said it was some other chick, but the daddy was still on the run.
You talking about that old lady with the restaurant?
No,
no,
I'm talking about
the son and the mom. The dad's on the run. He caught the son, the 17-year-old son, and his mom, and his dad is on the run.
Yeah.
So you said they shot the 17, or he went and robbed somebody?
The dude who shot that nigga, PMB Rock, the motherfucker was 17.
Uh-huh.
They were sitting in the parking lot already because everybody had these theories about, you know, if old girl had put the shit on the goddamn Facebook or whatever the fuck, they thought these motherfuckers was just sitting there in the parking lot and seen the motherfuckers and say, oh, shit, go and get that nigga. So it was just a random act of violence. Man.
They
were just, I don't know what they was doing in the parking lot because it's like a shopping center.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like they were following him beneath or something. I don't know. That
sounds
like a setup.
No, they said
they
were already.
When they probably was, they sat there waiting on a celebrity to come through there. That was the first one that came through there and they robbed him. So the dad gave him a gun to go rob him, and he probably didn't mean for him to kill him, just to rob him.
They
get away, and he went
they was
and
just,
killed him.
What they saying is the motherfucker was sitting in the parking lot. Now, I don't know if they was sitting in there plotting and waiting for something to happen or what, but when they saw the nigga go on there, damn. Once again, this motherfucker Roscoe, I mean, it's cool for hood people, you know what I'm saying? But not too many celebrities just fall through that damn Roscoe. So it could just,
I
once again.
They cool, they ain't even live like that. For people
random
to keep
shit. The motherfuckers was sitting there, and they probably yelled, and you never know, they might have came out of Roscoe. And then they in the parking lot and they see this nigga go in. They be like, oh shit, go get that nigga. I don't know how it happened, but I know the son.
There was a celebrity watching, waiting on his celebrity to come through there. That's all I
celebrity.
Feel.
Celebrity.
Like,
look.
You know Harold and Bells on Tips and Jefferson?
Yeah.
That's the same way. It's right there in the hood. Nice restaurant. Right in the hood, that Valley
Parker,
but you right in the hood.
Let's
go right across the street.
Celebrities do not go to that Roscoe. All celebrities go to the Roscoes in Hollywood. So I don't know why the fuck he went there. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Nigga, celebrities do not go to South Central to the Roscoe. All the Roscoes taste the goddamn same. And most of the time, they go to Hollywood because they meet other Hollywood motherfuckers up in that Roscoe. Why the fuck you going to go all the way to the east side? I don't know.
Would he live on the other side? I mean, where he lived it?
He lived in
Atlanta.
Yeah, he stayed in Atlanta. Philadelphia. He was in Atlanta. He was in Atlanta. But
he just out there on vacation. He
takes
vacations out there all the time. That's his third time somebody tried to rob him.
Well, the thing about it is you do not, as a celeb, if you don't know the damn neighborhood, you do not go to shit like that in a neighborhood. Everybody on this goddamn planet who's somebody or even think that they're somebody, them motherfuckers go to the motherfucking Roscoe's in Hollywood because Hollywood is way more protected than you going down to the east side. You don't
so
go
you're
down
trying
there.
To say, so over in L.A., they could be targeting celebrities, you see.
But see, they probably don't even know he's a celebrity. Nigga, you could walk in there with gold chains on and all that shit, real or fake, and you would get jacked if you don't know where the fuck you at.
Right, right.
You don't know where you at.
So how many people got him? I mean, like, what do you say? They on the run?
No, they
run.
They call two motherfuckers down there looking for his daddy.
Yeah, his mom and son in jail.
Oh, so it was, that's what I'm saying. So it was another family that tried to jack another family?
Right.
God damn.
You do not.
Mom, the mom and dad told the son to go get the other son?
Mom right. and dad told that nigga to go and kill the motherfucker. For his damn jewels and shit. They didn't say kill him. They just said jack him. And right. and probably, I don't know, struggling. Maybe depending on the situation, if they come in to jack me, I'm like, cuz, you're not getting a goddamn thing from me.
Right.
That might be a reason for me to get shot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how this shit went down. Motherfucker 17 years old. That motherfucker don't give a fuck. His mama and his daddy say go and rob the nigga. They shot him and then took his shit. And took some of his girl shit. But his girl didn't get shot.
Ain't dead.
You know what I mean? But they both in jail. Now they looking for the daddy. Daddy on the run. You know what I'm saying? Because he the one that initiated the whole shit.
His daddy is a whole ass nigga because that boy, he is old enough. He gonna have an adult charge, and even now, even kids get the charge that they supposed to have because so much shit happened. And he a whole ass nigga for that. He should have went and did it himself. He not a man. He's a fuck.
But that's
nigga.
That's what everybody on the news is saying. Like, well. You know, who does that? You know, my old thing, my son's 35. I wouldn't have my son do none of the things that I might be having running through my head.
Mm-hmm.
I do it my fucking self. I don't even want you involved, huh? I don't want my wife involved. I don't want none of my homies involved. You know, it's something that motherfuckers don't understand. It's a whole lot of things that you do on your lonely. You do it by yourself to where nobody don't know. If you don't tell nobody, if you get caught, you're going to be the motherfucker that going to take the rap. And then the people that they interview could actually say, I didn't know he was going to do that. He never told me that.
Right. Right, you tell one person and told the world.
I ain't telling nobody shit.
Right.
Now, but like, witness what the fuck I do is something different.
If you tell one person, it ain't a secret no more.
No. It's a whole lot of motherfuckers who did. It's a whole lot of people that did me bad way long time ago. If I see him, I'm going to shoot him. That's just it. But nobody know who that is. I'm not telling nobody who it is.
Wait, that's terrible.
Huh?
Yeah, well.
I ain't telling nobody. It's a couple of people. If I see their ass, I'm going to shoot them. It's no in, out. Hands or butts or maybes or nothing. If I see them, I'm going to shoot them. If they here long enough, be like,
these ghetto departments, I might throw a brick at a couple of people upside the back of the head, too. But I know these trashy motherfuckers ain't recording nothing.
I ain't told nobody who these people are. Them motherfuckers be sitting up there in the pulpit. They could be up there preaching like a motherfucker. Reverend whoever, I'm going to shoot his ass right off of that goddamn pulpit. The motherfucking whatever the fuck. It's a couple of motherfuckers that really need that. I got to do that if I see them again. And I've been praying to God that I never see them again. I'm praying to God that they probably dead already.
Right.
But I'm not getting ready to just do random stupid shit the way these motherfuckers is doing. But you know, when you extra poor, hey, well, you ain't even gotta be extra poor. You could be rich as a motherfucker and still do dumb shit like that.
That nigga be extra poor. You a hoe ass nigga. You don't never tell your child to do nothing like that. At 17 years old, you can do any goddamn thing you want to do. It's 17 year olds is millionaires and shit right now for doing stupid ass dances online and all that kind of shit. And you telling him to go kill somebody.
Well, the whole thing about it is he probably told him to go and rob the motherfucker and he wind up killing him. You know what I'm saying? You just trying to do something what daddy might want you to do. He didn't say go in there and kill a motherfucker. He said go in there and rob the motherfucker. First of all, it's dumb as fuck to walk into a goddamn restaurant in motherfucking broad daylight and try to rob somebody with everybody sitting in that motherfucker eating. How fucking smart is that?
God, they motherfuckers be thinking they think they invisible man. No Fantastic Four. They think they can go in there, no camera. They ain't gonna get cut. Go do it, get away.
I'm gonna tell you some G ass shit. If I wanted that motherfucker, I wasn't gonna run in a restaurant full of motherfucking people to do it. I'd just sit there and wait for the motherfucker to come outside.
That's the thing right there. Why your daddy didn't tell you that? And another thing, that gun probably went off because his ass was scared and didn't know what the fuck he was doing. Probably gripping and shooting.
Ah, well, you know, nigga, shit. You pull that gun and nigga, you ain't gonna use it. Shit, nigga, gonna use it on your ass.
Dude, only a dumb ass 17-year-old will run up into a restaurant full of people. Try to get something try to jack a motherfucker. He refused to do it. And then you kill him and then take the shit while all these cameras and people are around. That's just not logical.
But you know what else?
Well, you know.
Most men, they love their daughters. You know what I'm saying? Love the fuck out of their daughters. But they do something different to them when they have a son. I noticed that. My daddy ain't got no sons, but he was good with us. But I noticed they do something different to people when they hear they having a boy. So why would you do that? Like, that's your boy. Like, why would you do that? Are you not his good daddy?
Yeah, you know that was some... Hey, you know that was some old pussy out. That nigga... They could be trying to make demasculate other men. I be telling them that okay, ass shit. Let that man be a man.
That's it.
Man, right, train, they were trying to play him like a hoe. You want to see a young nigga and be like,
I'm gonna put it to you like this. When it comes down to my kids, I'm protecting the fuck out of them. You know what I'm saying? If it's going to be somebody to take a bullet, it's going to be me. It's not going to be them.
I feel the same way.
I'm not going to put my kids in some kind of danger to where they life will fuck around and get took before mine. They deserve to live. They're younger than I am. I would rather die for my kids versus them dying for me. Or
put in jail forever. I don't even have no motherfucking kids, right? Okay. My birthday in 10 days. But also, that's going to be my younger sister's birthday. My younger sister going to be 15. I would jump in front of a car for her. You know what I'm saying? I would do anything for her. That shit is crazy.
Those are the things that you do for, you know, for people like that. You know, it don't matter. Sister, brother, kids, whatever. You do things to keep them from be in harm's way.
And
once again,
and
that goes all the way from robbing and killing or motherfucker, whatever, you going to try to do whatever you can to protect that child. And look.
And I brought her up because she the only one that's young enough to actually be my child. But the other three, they going to get the same thing.
Exactly.
And my other sister, my mama's child, she already know. You know, we've been jumped. She wasn't going to get jumped together. I slid on them hoes. Like, what's up? And they like, damn, you out here fighting? I'm like, what's up?
My kids is in their 30s. But they are still my damn children.
Exactly.
So I would never, ever put them in a predicament to where they'll be in harm's way. You know what I'm saying? I know one thing. All my children, if I put my knuckles up, they going to put their knuckles up, too. I don't give a damn if I tell them, get your ass back in the car. Mm-hmm. Or get the hell up out of here. They don't give a fuck. They give it a knuckle up with daddy.
That's
what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. But I'm not going to rather put my son or my daughters in any position to where they could go to jail for the rest of their life. I would do it because that's what, okay, well, fuck. Okay, I'm about to go and rob this nigga. No, Dad, don't do it. Let me do it. Okay, son, go
no.
on and do it. I ain't going to do that.
No, no. If
right.
I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it by myself. If I'm going
right.
to get, like you said, if I'm going to get in danger way, I'm going to be by myself. I'm going to make sure I go somewhere. My daughter can't get into it. I'm going to make something by myself.
That's what
it is. In the way.
But this motherfucker, he fucked around and said, son, go on there and rob that cat. Okay? And then the first thing that I'm going to tell you something about son. They getting ready to try to do exactly what they father or they mother
yeah, I
won't
be like that.
Do.
Right.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
I want dad to look up to me. I want dad to look up to me to say.
I want dad to be proud of me because I did
right.
this what he wanted me to do. But it's
well,
because
I know they knew what a nigga, I know they knew what a nigga was from. Ah, that nigga ain't from around here. Get that nigga. Niggas think he's anything. Then niggas think
he
walked around the hood and he lied like that.
But I mean, let me say this: me, my wife, and my son are sitting in the car. I see this nigga going to a restaurant. I'm not getting ready to have my son run into the fucking restaurant and jack this nigga in front of a whole lot of people. It's easier to wait for the nigga to come outside. Oh, it's easy to follow him.
Mm-hmm.
Because you love your kids. You love your grandkids. You know that your grandkids is an extension of your kids. People don't even give a fuck now. And my friend, they went to, we're not friends like we used to be, but she's still my friend. She went and took her kids and they friends to a carnival. Do you know they started shooting? Somebody shot out there and everybody took off running. Now she can't take her kids to carnival no more, and they like 12 and 13 years old.
Yeah, this shit is crazy. You know, a lot of people just don't have a, I don't know. I don't know if it's parental instinct. I don't know if it's just stupidity. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's crazy that this 17-year-old kid is about to get life in prison, and that nigga probably ain't even finished high school.
So 17 killed another 17-year-old.
I feel like they charge how they be doing. Because sometimes, in some kind of way, they figure it out when you get a person who initiated the same thing. So he needs to be charged with the same
oh,
thing.
Yeah,
he did. Oh,
he's
doing it.
And all this shit because, no.
He get ready to get the. His daddy about to probably get more years than the goddamn son.
Yep.
He deserves.
That's what's getting ready to happen.
Yep. He's gonna get.
He deserves whatever he gonna get too.
K-9, hold on. Hello? What up, bro? Yeah, I know. We on the radio show. We was talking about that earlier. I played a boy's song. A couple of hours ago, for what my Mr. Everywhere said. Yeah. But I was trying to call, Wino, and then I tried to call Scotty, but they ain't answering the phone, so.
I forgot that the woman conversation. Let me get out of it. You're right. I'm knick-knacking right now. I'm supposed to move in my new place this weekend, so I said I was going to do a homewoman's cook-off this weekend.
No damn sugar. Make sure you have no sugar in this shit.
Lord bless me with another apartment. And Friday's supposed to be a move-in day. And it's kind of crazy because Friday I move in, and Saturday I got to go way to the other side of Tyler to meet this country western singer to send us some stuff for him, you know. He want to do some work for him, so I'm like, you know, everybody else emails me. You want me to come up there? So I guess it's going to be one of those things, you know, I actually get to meet him and, you know, see how it is to live on a ranch. I might ride a horse, too. You know, might even wrestle a bull. I don't know, you know.
If you get on the horse, nigga, they're going to have to fuck around and get some insurance for the horse.
You dumb.
I'm going to make sure I pick the right one. You just ain't putting no descendant pony up there for me.
You got to get one of them motherfucking gigantic horses. One of them, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, you got to get a ladder to get on the horse ass motherfucker. You can't ride a horse. You gotta ride a bull, nigga.
You gotta get on one
of them big old fat bastards, nigga. You get up on that motherfucker horse, he gonna be like, mm-mm. He just gonna lay down.
What do you think old camel gonna do?
Yeah, let's just go horseback riding.
Come on,
though. They got to have two horses back-to-back. They got to be side-by-side. You got to ride two horses.
I'll tell you one thing. If you didn't throw the horse, if you don't do it regularly, your back going to be hurting like a motherfucker.
Hey, look.
That's why I didn't really get excited when she said that, because I was thinking about the back pain.
Just take a video of the shit. What you do? That's all I'm talking about.
I ain't getting on no horses. I'm not going to get on the horse.
Sweetie, even if you got on it, make your back hurt.
Cause I ain't riding on no horse.
I'd be stuck between the humps.
We get that nigga a camel.
I know that moose can handle it.
Not even trying to be funny. Rick Ross ass made the camel sit down with his big ass, the fake Rick Ross.
My point for real.
I am not.
Look it up. It just happened. It just happened not that long ago.
I'm going to do like Tarzan.
Get the fuck out of here. Ricky Rose?
I'm not getting no goddamn horse.
That other nigga, the security guard nigga.
Yeah, I'm telling Ricky, Ricky Rose.
Mm-hmm. I ain't getting on no horse.
He ain't Rick Ross, that's for sure.
I damn sure I ain't going to take myself getting on no horse.
Now, you know, when you come on down to Texas, you're going to have to take something to Texas. Out of town.
I ain't. When I come to Texas, nigga, I'm going to stay in the house the whole goddamn time. Take me to the liquor store and bring me back home. I don't want to see no goddamn book. I want to see none of y'all book. Look, check this out. I'm gonna tell you some wild shit. So that goddamn hurricane went through Florida.
Cuba.
Mm-hmm. Why was it a goddamn shark coming down the street, my nigga?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Because Florida is only a peninsula. Florida ain't really like a, you know.
The motherfucker water was so fucking deep, my nigga. The fire station, the whole fire station was flooded. And you look down the street, it was a shark coming down the fucking street. Like in your motherfucking neighborhood, cuz.
Yeah.
Like, hell nah.
Was it the bottom of Florida or the top?
It was the west side of Florida. What a hurricane hit, like, really fucked it up. Nigga, I'm talking a shark was going down. How the fuck you got a shark in your hood, my nigga?
Shit, they right there.
Now, that's some unthinkable shit, right? That's some shit you just be like, I'm about to die.
About
but I was ready to get shot, jacked, and robbed. Now I got to worry about the shark.
It's surrounded
a shark
by water.
It's going down your fucking street. I don't give a fuck. All of y'all. Y'all motherfuckers, wherever y'all live, if you look out your damn window and a shark is coming down your street.
I'm not coming outside.
I'm not going to be in no house.
Of course not.
First.
Yeah, why would that be a shark?
I'm not going to be in a house with no water that high enough for a shark to come down through there, no way.
Right.
One thing I don't understand though is this: when they have a hurricane or something coming, it is pre-announced. They tell you to evacuate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nigga.
And I don't understand why people make the choice to stay at home.
Man, you got to realize when you ain't got the money to evacuate, bro, you don't leave. See,
you ain't got no cheese.
Right. See, nigga, I was young. We didn't have the money, so we had to ride it out of Louisiana through the hurricane.
Well,
so I can understand people who don't have the money, you know, to leave. They can't leave, you know what I'm saying? But at this age, though, shit, nigga, they tell me, I'm moving around. I'm out.
Because I'm
disappointed about moving around in Texas. When they tell you to evacuate and all that stuff, they have places for you to stay at in Houston.
Yeah.
So you need to find one of them places to get it.
Well, who to say that place is safe, too? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Well, you know what I mean? Talking. I stay on the third floor. Ain't no shark going to run through my apartment. You know what I'm saying? And the buildings, they be like in office buildings and stuff like that, like where they have the shelters at. And they open up new shelters and all of that. And it's still a problem, you know, things can still happen,
right.
But
you stay on the third floor. What if the water just start making the whole goddamn building fall and your ass on the third floor?
Mm-hmm. Got it. I'm going. I'm moving up.
That would be some. I ain't gonna lie. I've been in Houston 37 years, so I don't know. I ain't going to say it ain't going to happen, but I'll say
nobody said that last hurricane. They were the one that fucked everybody up when they was dying and shit. That nigga, that shit's scary. Hey, I learned one thing when I was driving. I move out the way of the fucking storm. Once you drove so much and you in them areas and that storm coming, I just stay out of his way. And it's too easy. But like I said, I understand. If you ain't got the money, ain't nobody sitting here waiting. Oh, it's going to be a hurricane coming, and you living paycheck to paycheck or whatever, and that motherfucker coming, that joker get to be all of a sudden, it changed course to be a category 5, you know what I'm saying, a 4. Man,
this thing,
ain't no fool.
Do you remember the time, do you remember the time everybody got caught on the highway?
Yep.
They was trying
right.
to evacuate and they told them not to. And down here they told them, you might as well stay at home. And they said, oh, nah, we're going to evacuate. And my god sister, she told me they was on the highway for like a whole day.
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter's mother.
And then
my,
here come
my
hurricane fucking your bitch ass up.
Hey, my daughter's mother, they got stuck. They got stuck on the highway. I had to bring some gas. They was coming the back way up, out of Beaumont. But I ended up having to bring some gas from Dallas. They ain't had no gas. And that's another thing. You're going to run out of food. You're going to run out of gas. So if you out there and you ain't got no gas, and you ain't got no food, and you run, man, that's another thing. Because everybody going to grab the gas. So,
I love you, California. It's the greatest third of all.
Man,
dust
storms.
I don't know about that. Mountain fires, earthquakes, mudslides, and gang.
Hey, check it out. It ain't they don't do gangbang everywhere, but they do excessive gangbanging out there.
I love you, California. All right.
Yeah, I might get my card in pink and get my cap peeled for wearing pink and shit. Ain't no telling. You can't tell me anything.
Hey, I'm fucking with Country Louisiana. I'm down with it.
I done took my chances all my life on getting shot. I am not getting ready to go nowhere where something's going to kill me and then they got to ship my body all the way back to Cali. Nah.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Earthquakes, mudslides, fire.
Hey, mudslides ain't around here because there ain't no mountains around me.
Hey, dust storms.
The rich people. The motherfucking
dust.
The fires is where the rich people live.
Indicative to the area of Texas that you was in when you saw all of this. None of that on me, okay? Because it don't happen where I stayed.
Well, I ain't taking no chances. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
And don't be a damn fool and go move on the side of the bayou. These people moving on the side of the bayou. They got their house built up with bricks.
But I ain't going to lie, though. One thing about living in Dallas, boy, that whole guff of motherfucker with that hurricane, them bitches get that coming. Every you went around August, it get nasty. I was
not.
Shit gonna hit the Gulf.
This shit
man,
don't.
But my grandmother
shit,
been in Galveston.
This shit don't scare me. I've been
hurricane.
Here all my goddamn life, but when motherfucking power going off for days and niggas ain't got no water, you can't go to the store and get no beers. Oh fuck
nothing.
That.
Now, if you ain't stocked, it's
for real. For real. That's the only stuff that you're supposed to keep in your house. Because you never know what's going to happen. Anything can happen.
Nigga, I'm sitting up in, I'm up there by y'all somewhere. And I ain't got no beer. Nigga, I ain't got no blood.
Yeah.
Trust me,
ooh,
that's the only thing
we're going to
be able to
do,
nigga, if we have a
I
hurricane.
I ain't got no food.
It's beer and some blunt.
Oh, I tell
that's
you what,
all bad.
Hey, if I had to move back to Houston, it'd be mandatory for me to have a raft, a life jacket, and an axe.
Yeah. You picked the right food.
Yeah, that last flood was a motherfucker, nigga. Shit, hey, my sister and them out here, man, that shit was scary, nigga. My family out here, nigga, that shit was scary, nigga.
No apartments that I ever had. Number one, I never stayed on the bottom floor because I'm not a dummy. Because for one, that's an easy kick, though. That's an easy flood out or whatever going on in the house on top of you can happen in your house, too. So
I
always stayed on the top.
I love y'all. country folk. Man, hey, we got K-9, and we got my nigga Scotty D, man. Hey.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What up, y'all?
What's going on?
What up, True West family? We just lost us a comedy legend, my little bro.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Coolio gone, man. I couldn't believe it, and I had to, like, really do some research to make sure it was true.
Yeah,
me too. I had been calling him since this morning because he got a movie deal with Sean Penn and Sticky Fingers, and the company called me because he didn't answer the phone and tell him, you know, shit for the money. You know, they about ready to start shooting the film. I just had to call the guy and tell him that Coolio no longer with us, man. I had to call his kids and baby mamas and stuff. And I got to wrap my head around this. That was my little bro, man.
Man, that's what I was just telling them, bro. I just did the whole little montage. I played all, man, I might have to do a second round of that. We got 27 minutes left, man. But I tried to call you. Then K-9 called me, K-9 on the joint, you know what I'm saying, and I tried to call Wino, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Wino cut his phone off, because Wino was with him. Wino had to be with him because Wino was his DJ, and that's what happened. I know Wino was here because Wino cut his phone off. His road manager was still in Las Vegas because he just got home from out of jail, so I called his road manager wife, and asked her what was going on. She confirmed that it's true.
Yeah, man. Mr. Everywhere, the one that told me, it fucked me up, bro.
Crazy.
That's my nigga. I've been knowing that nigga ever since I was 16 years old, my nigga.
Well, my mom, my husband, he a preacher. He told me, well, it's time to go. But if you send us some foul play, do your due diligence, because it's not no easy thing. It's not Tupac. It's not Biggie. This is like your little bro. Do what you gotta do. He told me you don't like him. He told me all the time everything. He told me you don't like him, but I don't think it was no foul play. I know he was healthy. He wasn't smoking no dope.
Right.
And he stayed in the gym. He ain't got no big old fat belly, you know.
Well, I mean, I the only thing I can say is when God calls you home, it ain't nothing you can do about it.
And that's a good thing right there, you saying God, because we never talked about Jesus Christ, period, all these years. But lately, that's all we talk about. God is good. Matter of fact, I put him and Ice-T on the phone together about a month or two ago. I was out in Las Vegas, and Coolio was somewhere else, like in North Carolina. Ice is in Arizona doing the show. So I called them both, and they got on the phone, man. That conversation was so beautiful, man. Ice wanted us to come to his big show. I told you about that, Scratch.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Ice hit me tonight.
Nah, man. You know what's crazy, because I remember I – because when I hit Wino, they was in Sweden. They were doing a show in Sweden. I'm like,
was
where
it
you
Sweden
at?
Or Australia? Was it Australia?
No,
Sweden?
It was Sweden.
Right.
they was in Sweden and shit. So I was hollering at them niggas, man. I don't know, man.
One thing about them, if you call them, they answer their phones, bro. Them dudes,
yeah,
answer
I know.
They
that's
phones.
The good thing
no
about
dude.
Them.
They answer their phones. For them not to answer their phone today, it got to be true.
Hey, them niggas answer their phone every time I call. Yeah, man. I'm still fucked up. I got all of these fucking memories from when I was a kid. You know, all the way up to now. I remember when he was coming over here, and you were like, nigga, we got to get the spider webs off the goddamn ceiling.
He banged on you.
That nigga say, we got to get the spider webs out of the ceiling. This nigga Scotty had the goddamn broom. We got spider webs all over the goddamn place and everything.
And one thing about it, Scratch, we got a great piece on him in the film, bro.
I know, man. I know.
And a lot of it we haven't even put out yet. That's just one piece.
And then it ain't even, nigga, the pictures with it. Nigga, did you talk to Spoon? That's who I want to call.
Oh, I got to call Spoon, bro.
You got to call
Spoon,
just talked
the other day. I got to call Spoon.
Because, yeah, them niggas, I met Coolio and Spoon together, nigga.
And I didn't believe you.
Yep, brother.
I knew you was a good DJ, but I didn't believe that you had Scratch Jam Palace and Coolio and them was up there rapping in the Blood neighborhood like that. They would go
No, nigga, that was Purple Rain, nigga.
Oh, Purple Rain, okay.
Purple Rain over there by the jungle. Nigga, I was 16 years old when I met Coolio and Spoon.
Man.
Nigga, I was 16 years old. I didn't have a car then, nigga. Nigga, I had to catch the bus, nigga.
And they were catching the bus with you.
Yeah, nigga. Everybody got off on their stops, nigga. Nigga, like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, my nigga. That's when the buses used to run that long. You know what I mean?
That was
the
RTD.
Nigga, RTD, nigga.
Rapid Transit District.
Nah, nigga, that was rough, tough, and dangerous, nigga.
Yeah, rough, tough, and dangerous.
Yeah, nigga, that was rough. Nigga, I'm telling you, nigga, oh, man. I know,
hey,
nigga.
I remember.
When they had that nigga shit, I'm going, and I got a whole lot of shit to say, man.
Hey,
I've been
tell you
a whole
something.
Lot of... Huh?
Hey, you know, I didn't know Coolio and Tupac was even cool. I didn't know they were that cool.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really know because they would see each other out there in the, you know, in the traffic and all that. But one night we was at Prince Club and...
The Grand Slam, nigga.
At Grand Slam, I seen Pac and them pull up. I hollered at him and Big Psych and all them. But... on the inside of the club, I said, let me pull back over and go in. I go in the club, and King T pull up, and he starts tripping off of Pac, like messing with Pac. And Pac told him, leave me alone. So I leave the club. Next thing I know, I get a page. I'm getting blow up. And they talking about Coolio just jumped in a fight with Tupac and King T and them posses and all that stuff, man. I'm like, wow.
They was fighting somebody else. They wasn't fighting each other. They was fighting somebody. They was fighting some other niggas.
They was fighting Tila homeboy. Because they
got mad about it.
They squashed all that because I had to get in the middle of it and let them all know, look, we all family. Tila, you shouldn't have been messing with that boy like that. Why are you banging on him? Because he's wearing a red rag. This before he got with that, bro. This when he was a Thug Life.
Yeah.
They end up squashing it. Going to the studio together, all that.
Man, it's 8 million stories, man. That we can all put out about. You know, Coolio.
1 million story, he's one of the rappers that didn't have a Dr. Dre beat that went platinum out of Compton.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the only award he don't have is a Soul Train Award. He got every other award. He got every award. All the awards they were to give to an artist, he got all them motherfuckers.
Hey, there.
Nickelodeon.
Soul Train. Y'all need to write them, huh?
We got I don't know. Y'all ain't talked. I'm going to call LV. I know LV is probably fucked up, too.
Well, y'all know somebody that worked with Soul Train, because y'all know everybody. Let them know that Julio should have an award or what they call it, a tribute or something like that. For real.
Right. Oh well, you better believe one of the next award shows they getting ready to give it up to him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I
remember
just,
he texted me. He had texted me last month and told me to check my text. I'm like, what's going on? And I looked at the text. He said, look. I'm like, wow, you did a billion streams on Fantastic on Gangsta Paradise.
Oh yeah, yeah. Of course.
Oh hell yeah, nigga, we played everything. Shit, like I say, we got 17 minutes left. I'm about to go back into some of these joints, man. Rest in peace to my nigga, man. I mean, it's crazy.
His most famous song is Let's Get Stupid, Let's Get Hype.
Let's get stupid. Let's get light. Let's get light. I'm gonna play that shit right now. Fuck all that. Shit, hold on. I think I got it, motherfucker. Man, look. Rest in peace to my nigga Coolio. We're gonna play a couple of jams. We're gonna get back, man. True West Radio, man. Give us a call. 323-612-1597. Man, I'm really hurt, bro.
And my condolences to all of y'all, because y'all knew him personally. That's different. So a big
condolences.
It's about his kids and grandkids. He just had a new grandbaby. I mean, This is tough on the family,
yep.
Man. Y'all just
don't. Nigga, it's tough on all of us, man. Especially we knew this.
Oh, no. I understand.
I knew Coolio's sister stayed in Houston. Coolio's sister stayed down in Houston on the north side. I met her about 4 years ago, man. My brother D. Wick. We were over our house, man. That's crazy. I'm tripping, too. I just found out about 4 or 5 minutes ago that he paid.
Yeah, nigga, my eyes hurt like a motherfucker, man, because he was a motherfucker, man. Let me play this, man. True West Radio, give us a call, 323-642-1597. Let's get stupid around this bitch.
Aladdin rocks the sack, so I just might grab my microphone and get hype and say something stupid to make it say
10, got their own sound. Call me skin, so shot dreamization. Whole kind of loot, dumb captivation. See my long ass curl, traffic girl.
I am prophylactically sterile.
Dug the way up out the rubble. Cash for Jazz Red, more loving me. Spade, Coolio, and my cousin Sweet C. Let new school chill while the South plan deal with the rappers in the bank, and I got the will to rhyme from time to time. Must be the whiskey, then again the wine. But when the breath starts to boom and I pop in the tic-tac, kick back when I crack like a crisp flex. Do not complain about the rhymes I gave, cause when the party's going on, toss hand grenades. I am the type that likes to be right. I just got stupid, why don't you get high?
Of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize it's a step. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying and chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of cheater little homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight. Situation they got me facing, I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the shit, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and the gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker, and my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life do or die. What can I say? I'm 23, never will I live to see 24. The way things are going, I don't know.
Tell me why are we so blind to see that the one we hurt are you and me?
And the power, minute after minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody did it teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
We are.
West Entertainment, man. We back, man. Just want to say rest in peace to my nigga Coolio, man. That shit is deep, man. Got Scotty D up in here. DJ Hell Love. I'm just letting everybody in, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what K-9 in this motherfucker. Man. I'm hurt. That's just, you know, it's almost like, I'm like hurt like when Easy died, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, it's like side by side, Easy was my nigga, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tupac, my nigga. That's just like the same, it's the same fucking feeling. And what's wild is I knew Coolio before I knew Tupac and Easy.
I remember Coolio, when I first seen Coolio, he was with a group called Low Profile with Dub C.
Right. He was a hype man back then, trying to get on.
Yeah, I used to stay up all night, wait for his video to come on. It was Rafiki's jam. He used to come on after our city halls, a video show out of East Texas. Black guy had came on every Friday and Saturday night. He come on Rafiki's jam. And
remember the group he had, the 40 Thieves? And it was in Mad,
yeah,
it was in Mad Circle, the Mad Circle first, and then it was the 40 Thieves. Well, the first group he was in was called the Penny Loafer Shoes. What the heck was the name of the group? Scratch. It was a Soundmaster crew. It was him and Spoonie C was in the Soundmasters crew, which is out of Compton. And they did their own thing.
Hey, I just talked to Spoon. I'm hoping he's going to call.
No, I talked to him. He ain't going to call in. He don't want to do it.
I just talked to Spoon.
I was on the phone talking to him when you was calling him.
I told Spoon.
Yeah, man.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Don't be trying to kind of dig what the fuck I'm talking about, my nigga.
I did tell Scotty, man. I didn't want to talk though, man. He was right on that, but I honor it. You know, I know the history.
Yeah, man. I just called Spoon on the other phone, man. Spoon, man. It hurt us, but I know it hurt you a whole lot.
Oh yeah.
Man, and I keep going back to the days when I met y'all when I was 16. Nigga, I'm about to be 55. I met y'all when I was 16 years old at the Purple Rain.
That's right.
At the Purple Rain, we was over there rapping in blood, huh?
Yeah, we sent out condolences,
right in the middle, man. Right in the middle of the jungle.
We was in the middle of the jungle. And them up, we used to be like, oh, fuck, what the hell we going to do? I'm up there DJing. Hey. These motherfuckers up there rapping. Him and Coolio up there rapping like a motherfucker. They like, fuck it.
Hey.
We here.
Hey, Scratch.
Yeah.
Scratch. What up?
They used to be wearing them damn parachute pants. Penny loafers.
Yeah.
They would come on the stage with their new school with their cap and gowns on, snatch the cap and gown off and get busy.
Hey, look.
They was in K-Day performing arts. They was...
Coolio's fool, they used to come up there to the DJ booth while I was DJing. They'd be like, hey, man, there's a whole lot of bloods in this motherfucker. And I'll be like, all right, we just got to do it. Nigga, I'm 16 years old, my nigga. I'm what? All right, nigga, y'all just got to do what y'all got to do. I forgot the damn song that y'all used to do. Because I remember y'all had to change the lyric.
Yeah.
You remember what song it was?
I can't remember, man. I remember we had a song called Homeboys, but we had to change up some lyrics. We changed up some lyrics.
Dude, I told him, I said, y'all got to change the lyrics. Nigga, these bloods around this motherfucker.
We got our theme song for the Hip Hop 50, man. It got to be wrapped around the bro, man. It got to be wrapped around the bro. They can say what they want to. They can say what they want to. All them dudes respect the Coolio. But my thing is, we talk about this, why nobody really don't reach out? Because they think he was going to make it, bro. They didn't think he was going to make it.
Right. Yeah, that's real.
They didn't think he was going to make it. He didn't have a Dr. Dre beat.
Let me do this real quick.
They were signed to Ruthless Records. They were signed to Ruthless.
Hold on. Let me say this. We got 15 seconds on True West Radio. Nobody hang up. We going after hours. We'll see y'all on Friday. You know, Freestyle Friday. Give us a call. 323-642-1597. Nobody hang up. After hours. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Yeah, they was on Ruthless Records. I remember I had that contract for a long time.
Yeah.
Had them doggone them penny loafers was famous, man.
You know that's way back throwback. Penny loafers.
Yeah, man. Their group was called New School. They went from the Sound Masters to New School. You're going to miss me when I'm gone. Oh, man.
But, you know, nobody got the song with all the lyrics on it. Everybody only got the instrumental. Nobody got the song with the lyrics.
Of what? You going to miss me?
Of You Going to Miss Me, yeah.
I bet you I can find it.
You can't find it. You find it, you the man.
I bet you Scratch find it. You might find it while we on the phone.
I can find it. I'm telling you. It's a whole lot of shit that Scotty said. Well, Scratch ain't gonna be here. You can't find that shit. I was like, watch this.
You gonna find the instrumental. You ain't gonna find the lyrics.
All right, let's find out.
Yeah, we on the show right now, Kit Kat.
Oh no, we offline now.
We offline.
We in the after hours.
Kit Kat made it in.
Kit Kat made it in.
Yeah.
Kit Kat.
What's that? Yeah, what's up, Scratch?
What up, Kit Kat? Oh yeah, what's I seen you on the thing talking about. Oh yeah, the nigga with the big nose. Yeah, he used to fuck me up.
Man, Johnny started that mess back in the day. Oh, he was like Scratch. He said, yeah, you know, big nose Scratch. I was like, oh, that's what the like.
Mm-hmm. I see all y'all ass up though. Y'all could fuck me up with no scratching. Y'all can play or whatever, but I fuck y'all up with scratching.
We played man TNT. We all there when he said that. Johnny said, "Who big no scratch?" And we all just started laughing like, "Who?"
Yeah. Okay. What's up with you, man? You good?
Not really. Yeah. I was calling down number 26. Coolio make number 26.
Oh man, that's a bad situation. But ladies and gentlemen, y'all don't know that's DJ Kit Kat for the California Cat Crew. You know,
Uncle Jam's Army, California Cat Crew, Uncle Jam.
Yeah, all that with
Bobcat,
and all them cats. There's a whole lot of cats.
Not really.
Nice to meet you.
A lot of them naming, but it was only four of us.
Yes, yeah, it's like that, you know, bro. You know, I wish you had more of your brothers to call in and support the show other than just on tragedies. You know,
Because if we could get together more, it helps build more memories. And and it's always, every time somebody, we lose somebody, then everybody calls in, and then we never hear from them again, you know. Man, we family, let's come together, you know, and try to make a change out here in this world, man, before it's over.
All right. All right,
and,
DJ.
And it's going to take much more.
DJ Have Love, for y'all who don't know, that's DJ Have Love right there, man.
But we still thankful and grateful every time y'all come in the show. We cherish every moment, and we send our condolences too.
I'm just thinking about, it's so many fucking things that I could reminisce about Coolio. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All the way from 16, but then you got Spoon. You got Scotty. They was more close to him than I was.
Right.
I just remember us.
I'm a fly on the wall. Spoon and Coolio slept in the same room in back of Grandmama's house. They went to school together. They got high together. They messed with females together. They got on the RTD together. They were on the same stage together. It's like they came out the same womb. That was all the tragedy, ups and downs.
Hey, look, we got this picture of them motherfuckers. This motherfucker, a black and white picture with Spoon and Coolio. They were standing on the train track. Remember that, Scotty?
Oh, yeah, I got that one. I got the one when they was on stage on K-Day with their parachute pants on with DJ Billy Boy.
Oh, hell yeah.
Boy.
we got to call Phil.
Man, I ain't got none of those.
We got all them pictures, nigga. We got all them pictures of y'all. Scratch, tell him I got pictures of all the babies.
I got pictures of all his children when they was little babies.
I made
them all come out downstairs when Dip lived across the street, Spoon. She did it across the street upstairs.
Right.
I made them all come. I picked up Coolio. I said, y'all come down, say, I'm going to take a picture. I took a picture of them right in the front when the babies is little.
On El Segundo.
I got.
Oh, yeah.
On El Segundo.
Hey, we got all
that
pictures, bro.
I got flicks, man. It'll trip you out. I'm going to send them to you. I gave them to him. Matter of fact, his son didn't believe his daddy was nobody. He just thought his daddy was always famous. No, your daddy used to be, he didn't even have a rap name. Your daddy didn't have a rap name. He was old man. He was old man, and he was somebody, he never had a rap name. To this day, I don't even know how he came up with the name Coolio. Spoon, you do.
Yeah, he gonna tell everybody that Zolak called him, he was dressed one day, he thought he was clean, he called himself Coolio Iglesias, but that wasn't it. The real true story behind it.
Coolio Iglesias.
For real.
That's tight, though. And he cut it down to Coolio.
The real on his name is he was a Coolio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right.
He was a Leo, but he was cool.
Yeah, that's what his name
was.
He thought that was corny to say that, so he would never say that. He thought it was real corny to say that.
Wow, bro. I never knew that's how he got his name, a Coolio.
Coolio. Yeah, he's a Coolio.
I like the Coolio Iglesias a little better, but the real Coolio.
He was too gangster to be a Coolio, huh?
Hey, that picture with y'all on the train track, nigga, when that nigga had his shirt on, I was like, look at that nigga with his goddamn old
birdcage
out, nigga.
Hey, Scratch, the train tracks wasn't even laid yet. That was like just dirt. There was a bottom of
I bet you with Spoon see that shit. And then Spoon was down there, and them motherfuckers was down there, you know, holding their chin and shit.
Oh, man, I got to see. I don't even know nothing about this picture. Y'all definitely
got to
see this.
I'm going to take a picture when I get to your house. Where's that Kit Kat?
Check his inbox.
Scratch,
check your inbox.
Oh, okay, hold on. Oh, y'all send me something in my inbox? I love when y'all send shit in my inbox.
Tupac was supposed to be in that picture, but somebody was talking to him, so me, Cool G Rap, and Coolio took a picture. That was 94 right there.
Wow.
You sent it to my inbox?
Yeah, the Facebook one.
Shoot it to me, y'all, Kit Kat.
I know Sweepy is up in here, and Trudy is up in here. If y'all got some questions or something, man, ask these cats some questions, man, because they really mean something to the hip hop community. You know what I mean?
Especially
they
ride
the
time, man.
Oh,
I got you.
What I want to know is, are y'all gonna bring back them penny loafers in style?
Hell no, we ain't gonna bring no penny loafers back in style. I can answer that.
They see a Rocky Jackson chance. Come on, man. Bring them hip hop Coolio and Spoon penny loafers back. You know what I'm saying?
But the name of that group was called New School. They was New School.
New School, yep.
The New School, baby.
That's right. So
you can
hip hop everything now.
Wait a minute. They weren't even putting pennies up in the motherfuckers. They was putting the other goddamn kind of coins up in the motherfuckers.
Dimes and nickels.
Nigga, the pennies weren't even cracking. Niggas was putting nickel loafers.
We used to say if rap didn't pay, we would rap for free, and that's all we did back then was rap for free.
Yep.
I remember I once folded up a dollar and put it off in the penny loafers. Trying to be different. Because everybody
your big mama told you to take that to the church. Your big mama told you to take that to the church. Your ass spent it on the vending machine.
I ain't gonna lie. I think Trey passed me a couple of times just so I could do that. But remember,
man.
I shouldn't put some shoes on until I got to school either.
They start putting other coins up in they penny loaf.
Yeah, we had them Buster Brown
penny loaf.
Y'all remember Buster Brown?
Oh, Buster Brown was the shit.
Yeah, no Buster Brown penny loafer. The church wouldn't even let you come in there. Now you gonna scuff my floor up? Them ain't no Buster Brown.
you'd
have lost them penny loafer with a dollar quarter in it.
No, I had the dollar quarter.
Hey, he love them got amnesia. He know them were kangaroos with the little pouch on the side.
That was his lunch money. I could never afford kangaroos.
Man, you know Hell Love was getting free lunch.
Off.
You know Hell Love was getting free lunch from the food stamps.
Free lunch took me all the way through the 14th grade.
I thought you dropped out in the sixth.
But I went back because
they
kept getting free lunch.
I had a Coolio pass, man.
Heart attack, brother.
Man, I don't know, man. That shit really hit me hard, man. Because, you know what? You know, when you've been knowing, you know, been knowing somebody for over fucking 40 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That shit is not.
But y'all say he was in good shape, though, right?
He had a food show
where he was cooking food at one time.
That's when he was in Vegas. I was the dude from that motherfucker.
Right, so everybody's in good shape.
Yeah, but good shape is not what it is. I was working out 5 days a week at the gym, and my heart, the left side of my heart, was just shut down. No clogged arteries, no cholesterol, nothing. But Buddha saved my life. He got me in on Christmas Day to the hospital when I had a heart attack. Well, I know they say you can go to the bathroom and you can have a heart attack and being like, I don't know if that was a situation. They say, well, my brother can have you have a heart attack.
When you strain, when you're taking a dump,
you can't have a heart attack because you're pushing all your organs through your backside and it takes your breath and your lungs. And it can't happen. That's how it's called cardiac.
I know I ain't going to shit that hard no more. If that shit going to drop, it's going to drop.
Can't you say you going to ease that stomach and let it come out, huh?
I'm just going to just chill like, all right.
That bitch going to break all that shit,
shit. But, I mean, the whole thing about it is, bro, was when God called you to come home, it ain't nothing you could do about it anyway.
That's right.
You know, a lot of
people about it the same time last year, this time, Crap Box passed away.
Yeah, right.
Yep, I mean, Fat Box and the DJ, too.
DJ show.
Nigga, Fat Box, nigga, that was my nigga, bro.
Fat Box died about this time last year.
The thing about it is, like, nigga,
he died during the pandemic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And we thought it was the pandemic that killed him.
Yeah, but no, he had been sick, though.
Yeah,
I be saying the entertainment age is, between 50 and 60.
It's not about us, you know, because What I always say is God got a calendar, and if your day is on that calendar, it ain't nothing that you could do to stop that shit.
Hey, check this out.
Everybody
didn't
want
the calendar. Something else y'all didn't know, today is his oldest son's birthday.
Oh, no, wow.
Yeah, it's Sybee's birthday today. Sybee Jr., yeah.
That's why he wasn't answering the phone. I called him and he didn't answer the phone either.
Oh,
you didn't know he had already checked?
You talking about artist?
Huh?
Boom.
What?
You say this is it's Coolio's oldest son's birthday.
It's Sour birthday today.
Oh, that's why he didn't answer the phone earlier. Man, that's deep, man. That's gonna be with him forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he died on his birthday, that shit is gonna be all bad.
His 33rd birthday.
Was he still living at the hospital?
He was living with them.
Oh, okay. I reached out to her.
So he was living
after.
With Coolio?
He was, but he was back with them. Coolio had moved to North Carolina. He didn't live in Vegas no more.
Oh, Lord.
That's not the one that's in jail, is it?
No, he out now.
He been out.
I talked
to Coolio last week. He was telling me he was talking to Coolio last week on the phone. He was like, let me call you right back, Cat. I'm going to call Scotty. That's just the last thing he said to him. You're going to call Scotty.
No, because I had a
y'all
little deal
talk,
with him.
Y'all ain't talk to Wino?
Wino not
no,
there on
man.
The phone.
Wino
went back out on the road with him for a while, man. So, you know, Wino probably going through it right now.
I'm going to try to hit that.
Is Sweetie on the phone?
Huh?
What they saying on social media, though?
Well, it's the same thing that y'all said. They said it was he had a heart attack. He went to use the bathroom, and he didn't come back. I looked it up after I heard it. I didn't believe it at first, but TMZ bitch ass, they got it up there. So, you know, TMZ got it. It's real.
No, I'm calling Wino right now.
I ain't gonna answer.
He probably young.
You going to speak to his voicemail.
Yeah, he probably more fucked up than all of us.
Black people got to get a hold of their stress, too. So you ain't got to be nothing wrong with you. But stress. Stress will take you.
Like Scratch, hey, God got your date on the calendar. It's time to go home.
I know one thing, man. If they don't do the right thing with this Hip Hop 50, it's going to be, I can't do it. I'm going to be on everybody tomorrow that's been calling me about all these numbers
one
and everything they want to do.
Man, it's Scratch, man. It's gotta me and around. Body and Spoon. We on the radio. You know, I call you on the three of my ass. I think he take it. I know Wino taking it worse than all of us, bro.
Man, Wino didn't have a dog, man. Wino ain't picking up.
I just told him, please call us back.
If he ain't talking to Spoon, he ain't talking to nobody. He answered all our calls, man. It's rough, man. You know, some people take this kind of stuff differently. I couldn't even have it. The tears wouldn't come out of my eyes, man, because I know a lot about God. I know when my time comes, you know, who going to mourn me? This song was called You're Going to Miss Me. You're going to miss me when I'm gone. That's the first song that Slim and Spoon put on wax. Blue Label.
Man.
New School.
It's a.
I'm the sound master. That song right there is deep, and you gotta find that song, Scratch. You need that song.
I got all them songs right here. Don't even trip.
It's gonna come up New School. It's not Sound Master Crew. It's not Cooley. It's
gonna come up New School.
It's called New School.
N-U-S-K-O-O-N. I got all them souls, man.
Yeah.
I got all them souls. All them souls is up in the Orca. Shit, just don't want to die, and then y'all motherfuckers won't never hear them again because I got them.
You don't want
to do that. I know TikTok
can pull
it.
This still got
me fucked
up.
Was you in the studio, Kit Kat, when we did Let's Get Stupid, Let's Get Hype? Wasn't you there? Kit Kat.
Hey, Scotty, y'all shot a video for that. What a video of that is.
Well, the dude, when Spade, you know, before Spade passed, we were finishing it up. I got some of it. I don't have it all because the guy talking about Spade didn't give him all the money and all that kind of mess.
I got that
because
Sheila was on it. Sheila was on that.
Yeah, Sheila, CJ Mack. I got the CJ Mack.
Right across the street on Tamarind and Greenleaf. We did a video on it, on Tamarind and Greenleaf.
So I got some of it. I don't got all of it. I forgot the guy's name who even did the video, man. He was his first time doing a video.
Yeah.
Kit Kat, you got some of that?
Derek, that was his name. The dude who did the video name was Derek.
Yeah, Derek.
You got some of that shit?
Yep, he from Seattle.
If y'all got it, y'all just give it to me. I'll put it together. Everybody racing shit out their phone.
I think,
like,
Derek,
man, I ain't got
I think
no
Derek
more.
Is the same dude. I think Derek got all them archives from what's the homie name? Daddy V. Daddy V gave Derek a whole bunch of archives to put together, and Derek disappeared.
Yeah.
Give me everybody's name. God, if they don't want to give it up, I'll just hack them. I'll get it my fucking self.
Give you all the names and we'll just figure it out. Cause I got the stuff that, like, people who never made songs, I got all them on different pieces of footage. So we can do it. It can be cool. Because CJ Mack got songs out. Gangsta got songs out. You know.
From the Conrad Gangsta?
Yeah, Gangsta was on the song too. Gangsta from the Conrad. TJ Nut.
All right, just send me what I need, and I go and find that shit. I get that shit. You know I do. You know I do, bro.
Well, I just talked to CJ Mack and Dub T the other day. I reached out to Dub, and Dub called CJ.
So you got both of they hook up.
Oh yeah, I'm being that.
I got Dub hook up. I ain't got CJ hook up though.
Now that song you talking about, that was called "See You When You Get There."
Send me all that shit, and I will get whatever the fuck y'all need. Don't even worry about that. You know I do that, Scotty. You know I do that. There go, goddamn JoJo. He didn't even call the show. JoJo, what up?
Hey, Spoon.
What's the business here?
Yeah.
That was D-Dog calling.
Yeah.
Oh, chilling, sitting up here doing the after hours on the show?
He said he talking to Brandy on the other line.
Oh, okay.
Man. Well.
That's what we talking about. Me and my nigga Spoon. And
so I can't be on it that long. Y'all I gotta get off this phone, man.
I'm gonna get off myself, man. I gotta return some of these phone calls.
Oh, you get that picture come from Scotty?
Yeah.
Well, I send y'all my condolences and a lot of love from Houston. You know, y'all important
right
to Houston, for sure. And people definitely
hear
me.
Shane coming from the DFW, Dallas. Prayers and blessings go out to all y'all. Pray y'all stay strong, your families and everything.
Listen to all y'all
talking
on the show, Scotty.
Yeah,
we talking about that shit right now.
DJ
Hill,
representing
East
Texas, man.
I'm out, man.
Much love to y'all. Man, I'm really messed up over this. I can't even work tonight.
Keep going out. I keep trying to smoke this weed, and the sweet keep going out. I've been trying to smoke this weed for 2 hours.
You can't smoke no sweet in front of no fan. Quit there.
I ain't no fan. I couldn't do that. I'm not even hitting it. Like, it's just sitting there, and it keeps going out. And I light it back up and go out
of
here.
You can't smoke with no damn fan. Not no box fan or no ceiling fan. I have love.
I'm not about to waste.
He's trying to smoke in front of a rotating fan. Every time the fan goes to the right, he try to light it and come back and blow it out.
Yeah. I bet you ain't got no cheap lighter. You got a bit.
Dang.
You say what?
You ain't got no cheap lighter, you got a bit.
That's true. It's some cheap ones here too, though.
Wait.
He's gonna be a talk to you in the morning, come to him. Don't do any of them. Yeah, that's crazy, man.
I'm telling you what, I just ain't feeling none of this shit, you know, because with so many people that passed away from natural causes and stuff like that, they ain't under COVID shit. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And
you know,
I'm so upset, or why it seemed like so empty, or like nobody around. It's like, I realized the other day, I'm like, damn, all these motherfuckers dead.
Yeah.
Man, I be looking at that, especially when it comes to entertainment. I be looking at entertainment ages between 50 and 60, I say. That's, you know,
yeah.
I'm just watching, like, you know, when you got life out here and you traveling and just a tough life. It's a lot. It's hard on you.
Picture me out here partying, drinking.
My nigga, that's what I'm doing. Man. I'm fucked up over my nigga. My nigga, this shit is fucking unbelievable. I cannot believe this shit. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, everybody else who knew him, that's just unbelievable, my nigga. I've been over 40 years.
Crazy.
Damn near 40 years, my nigga.
And you said today was his son's birthday?
And that's what they said. Today is his son's birthday.
You know, that's real
birthday.
But you know what?
My stepdaddy died like 3 days before my birthday last year.
Well, you know,
Then I lost my daddy.
You know, last year my biological dad.
Yeah, but.
He was buried on my birthday last year.
But see, this is the thing. See, nobody will understand the pain. Because I understand the pain that his son's going through. Because, you know, my dad died on my birthday.
Right.
And that's like the worst birthday gift you can ever have. Because you can't never forget that day.
Right. That's like
so now celebrating. You know what I mean? It's now go from celebrating my birthdays, and now I'm celebrating my dad passing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell y'all the truth. The seizures with me, the first one that I remember having was a little bit after they told me that my youngest sister mom was dead. And all the way back around to that, all the people I said that I lost my dad this year at the same time. But one day after. And then the stepdad, you know, he was important to me, but it was like, I guess that was kind of like preparing me, but can't nothing prepare you for your parents and shit. So I feel real bad, you know, for the son.
Well,
we get ready.
I mean, my whole thing is I want to, you know, give true view to my nigga, you know what I'm saying? But I don't want to be talking about too much more death. I mean, that shit is...
Right.
It is really fucked up for a whole lot of people. It's a whole lot of, you know, fans.
Yeah,
you got... This nigga got fans like Michael Jackson. There was always Coolio fans all around that motherfucker that was getting ready to, you know, give it up to him. You know what I'm saying? But... I mean, you know, for us, you know, all the people that know the cat and, you know, it's real deep for us. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, my eyes are still hurting. I just, you know, I'm just, you know, one thing I could say is that was somebody else up there in the sky that could tell God, that we need some help down here. That's what I
like
always
the way you look
try
at
to
it,
say.
Right?
Yeah,
I
God already knows
say
it.
That.
God's not worried about her.
Yeah, well, I mean, if he could knock on this door and be like, them niggas need some help down there. That's what
and
I always
you know, it's
look
crazy. At. And then my daughter took pictures with him in Vegas maybe about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was like, if he would, when I seen that situation, I'm like, that's not a good situation. Because I know they partying hard.
Yeah, just knock on God's door and tell them that we down there and we need some help. Tell them we need
they told you the story of Cain and Abel, didn't they?
Hey, that's what it said.
And it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
They told you at the end of the world, you ain't going to know the seasons. Look, y'all are getting floods out there and
tornadoes out there in California and all this stuff going
on
in the world.
Ain't got no tornadoes in California. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's just Florida right now. That's Florida.
Yeah, everywhere just put them tornadoes in California.
California
did have a tornado earlier this year. Where y'all been?
That was off the Gulf of Mexico. That was nowhere by us.
No, I'm not talking about down here with the hurricane.
I'm talking about California had a tornado earlier this year.
Nope.
Everyone putting them tornadoes on California. They already got hurricane, dust storms.
Okay, if it happened, it didn't happen nowhere by my house. I'll tell you that.
No, it didn't happen by your house, but what he's saying is correct. It did have that, and that's why.
Hey, y'all got about five disasters we don't want.
That, when you started talking about the dust storms and the circling storms, it was about around that time, and that's the truth.
Well,
that's correct.
Y'all got five disasters we don't want.
Listen, this is what I gotta tell y'all. The earth has shifted because. You guys, a whole lot of people is getting more rain than what we supposed to get. We supposed to get that rain. So the earth has shifted. You know what I mean? And that's what they call the global warming thing. You know what I'm saying?
So we're not going to see some of this action.
And the creatures of the woods. The creatures of the woods, they're coming to the city. Alligators, you find them in the middle of the city. Bears, you find them in people's backyard in the middle of the city. Years ago, didn't none of them animals come out their domain. None of them. You didn't see
them
out in the
middle of
the world.
They don't got a domain no more. That's why. They don't have a domain.
Because
people messing up shit, and they want to build shit in every little
spot. The world has shifted. It ain't got nothing to do with what's going on in the wild. The world has shifted. So that means that things that ain't supposed to happen is starting to happen. Our year is a drought. They talking about it ain't no fucking water. Our year, they got a place called Lake Mead, and they starting to find bodies that motherfuckers used to throw in Lake Mead back in the day. They starting to find homicides because the goddamn water done. If the water was still up, them motherfuckers wouldn't even know about the homicide.
Hey, them niggas might be blocking the water so they can pick them bodies up.
They found a sunken boat in Mississippi River, one of them Delta boats, them Delta River boats. They found one sunken like that from the 1800s. They just found the Mississippi River drying up.
Exactly. So the whole thing about it is the earth done shifted to a different place to where it was supposed to be. Because the earth was supposed to be one way. But see, now you got people, what's the people in Kentucky? Them motherfuckers had water all the way up to the stop sign. That ain't supposed to happen.
Man, I used to come through St. Louis at one time, at the same time of year, like every time after the, you know, the winter. Man, if I used to come through St. Louis, they'd have sandbags, and the fucking water would be, like, right under the stoplight,
St. Louis
nigga.
Is fucked, too.
They were flooded out last month in St. Louis, compared to St. Louis,
was
underwater. Yeah, I'm about to say, nigga, I used to come through that bitch and be like, hell nah, hoping the water. Don't cover that. We talking about
the
interstate on like 70.
The world has shifted. And it's something that, you know, everybody sit up here, especially these motherfuckers in L.A., they always say, oh, well, we could do something to make the watershed different. It's something that God is controlling. And look, mm-hmm. I don't believe in Mother Nature. Fuck Mother Nature. This is what
they
God
say. Mother Nature don't get you. Father Time will.
So the earth has actually shifted to a place to where what the fuck can you do?
Man, they just, hey, they just want to get them bodies,
you
man.
You gonna get a big ass sundial and put it back where it's supposed to be? No, it's not.
Man, all that water in the ocean, man, they just want to find them bodies, man. Come on, man. All they got to do is let the ocean in.
The motherfucker. Wait a minute, hold on, cuz. How the fuck is anybody moving the earth?
I'm just saying, man, all that water, they can't pump none of that water in all them reservoirs in California. All that ocean out there, they can't design
it's
pumps
salt water. The water
minute,
is salt. Your salt water, you put salt water in
exactly.
fresh water, and then you're going to
you
kill the vegetation.
Put salt water in motherfucking regular goddamn water?
Man, stream the water, man. I don't know, man. Don't they got, like, salt water lines? Come on, man. All that water.
Okay.
Salt water ain't going to put the fire out.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. All of the goddamn, most of the fresh water is in a desert type of situation. So what you going to do? Run a line all the way from the goddamn ocean to try to get the water?
Man, now how them damn lakes get? Oh, you know, they just wanted to find them bodies. Come
no,
on,
you got to have snow on the
that's
mountain.
That's my conspiracy.
You
got
snow that melts. The snow melts, then it turns into Lake Tahoe and runs all the way on down. But if
right.
you ain't got snow because it's global warming and the seasons is hot all year round, you don't get the precipitation from the snow and the rain and then everything
the
dries up.
Earth.
Man, hold on.
The
hold
earth
on, man. Are you telling me the goddamn water going somewhere? All the goddamn
the
water.
Listen. The only water in California around us, it comes from snow. So the more snow, the water fuck around and when it melts, it turns into water.
Check it out. But when the water heat up, evaporate, go in the clouds.
Right.
Like this motherfucking water is leaving the earth. The water just
if it evaporates, it
doesn't
leave the earth.
If it evaporates, it becomes evaporation, nigga. So there ain't no water.
Everywhere got that water in his pocket. Give me that water in your pocket.
Hey, bro, what grade did you graduate from?
He didn't graduate. He brought three canned goods at Thanksgiving. They graduated. They said, bring three canned goods, you're going to graduate.
But that goddamn ice cap, where the fucking water at? Just evaporate. What the fuck is it? Evaporate. That means it's going to be humid.
Evaporate means gone. No water.
Then you put evaporated milk in your. Then you put some evaporated milk in your goddamn cream of wheat when you were coming up.
That's what they say. That's like you saying. That's like saying when you die, you ain't got no soul. Your body is running around here just like nothing in it. Fuck out of here, man. That water somewhere.
We ain't died, so we don't know nothing about that. So let's move on to something else.
Got that water.
Have you ever drove down the street and you see all that damn steam coming up off that damn road? You driving out to California or confetti and you see all that steam coming up off that road and
yeah,
you just
but
say,
whatever,
man.
When that shit evaporates, it goes and get recycled, right? Go in the clouds and
no,
get recycled, right? And it rain?
Not necessarily. If it dissipates, it won't.
No, shit, that shit is
where
gone.
The clouds might keep some of it, some of it not.
Hey, look, that's called water ghost, nigga.
Oh, Lord, this nigga making up shit, water ghost.
It is.
Y'all got water ghost in California? Hey, so you telling me y'all went from five disasters and y'all got another disaster? So you got mudslides, earthquakes,
wait a minute, hold on. Check this out, my nigga. If it's hot as fuck outside and I get my water hole and I shoot it in the middle of the street, the water ain't going to stay. The water's going to evaporate.
I'm just trying to say how many reasons for me not to move to California. You keep talking about all this extra shit going on.
You can stay where the fuck you at in that raggedy-ass place that's getting ready to get towed the fuck up. That's totally up to you.
He the type of person to sit up there and boil a gallon of water, and he get mad at the recipe where it's only half a gallon when he get done.
Right. Be like, damn, I had a whole gallon. Why I got a half now?
Well, I came in the kitchen and stole some of my water.
It's called evaporation, nigga.
You better keep your track shoes on because it's fucking happening sharp in the street, nigga.
One of y'all done came in the kitchen and stripped his water out his pocket before this stuff got done.
You better have, fuck your track shoes. You better have a ramp right there.
It would have been better if you couldn't hear versus you can't see.
You done put the kids on restriction because he water missing out the pot.
You on the first floor everywhere? Everywhere, you on the first floor?
Yeah.
You on ground level?
Yeah.
You better get you a fucking canoe, goddamn it, and a shotgun. Fucking shark coming down the block.
Yeah, but you going to sit up there and put the kids?
Coming down the goddamn block, goddamn
it.
It's better to move around and be stuck on a second or third floor and can't get no goddamn food.
Hey, 86 gonna be like
the pot is half full or is it half empty, confetti?
Anyway, it's gonna be a tragic or shark bait.
This nigga, you gotta roll your boat by confetti house and then let them throw a goddamn line out the window so you can send them to food. Here, take this Todd Robinson.
Me and Buddha gonna get a car up Toro and go drive and try to come save you.
I don't know what y'all talking about, but I got food growing on my.
Hey, well, confetti. Y'all do it. Y'all come in the wintertime. I don't want you pumping gas in the summertime and it evaporates.
I threw the food on the back of me because I got scared for the same reason. With this COVID.
Hey, we're talking about
like,
sharks coming down the street.
No, nigga, it goes sweepy. I got some tomatoes.
Goddamn right. If you get up here, you can have it. Yeah.
Nigga, I'm allergic to tomatoes, so that shit won't do me no good.
I got
a
question. I'm going to get the tomatoes. I'm going to go and put them in a confetti pot before all the water boil out.
I'm about to say we're going to need
them tomatoes because the sharks going to be mad. They might run away. Sharks going to try to get the animal. We throw the tomatoes in there. He takes the tomatoes.
Get the fuck out of here.
Look, I'm not playing no games, though. I got food in the pot, I'm going to tell you something.
I'm going to tell y'all something that's really important. I ain't got to worry about it because I'm in Cali.
Now you got to worry about a lot of other stuff that's more important than that. Okay, I got a question for the men. Men on True West. Do y'all wax y'all thighs?
Do I wax my thighs?
Wax?
She said wax.
I wax? You said wet or wax?
Wax. Do y'all shave y'all thighs?
Oh, hell no, nigga. I got hairy thighs. If they hairy, they hairy. I'm half Indian, so I ain't got a hairy thigh. I wash the motherfuckers, but, nigga. Hold on, let me see. That's too much hair on my thigh. How many goddamn people going to be looking at my fucking thighs? They could be hairy if they want to.
Well, who you know, what man you know wax his thighs?
How many people wax their goddamn joints? That's all I'm talking about. Shit.
Okay, come again.
Nigga, I got bush. Fuck it.
Me too. I'm shit.
I got bush. So what? I'm getting ready to, you know, the only motherfucker that be waxing this shit is try to fuck around and make this shit look bigger than what the fuck it is. Nigga be like, my thighs got too much hair on it. Let me wax them. Oh,
I hope ain't no niggas.
Fuck out of here.
Well,
all that, when you a man, all that lower region, that you just let that shit grow, nigga. You just got fucking, I don't know. I'm just, that's just me. All my lower regions, all that shit just bush out, nigga. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? If we get a little too goddamn outraged, I might do a little clipping. Mm-hmm. I clip the bush, but I ain't get ready to shave.
So then, Afro, you know, then with this Afro buck we licking ass.
Nigga, sometimes nigga be like, all right, that shit's out of control. So you get your little scissors and you go over to
get
your
the wax out of scratch.
No waxing, nigga. Nigga, fuck that, nigga. You... Nigga,
I mean, what, Junior? What, Junior? Why you come with Truly? Why you come with the wax? Truly, why you come with the wax? What's up with the wax question?
Hey,
what you mean?
I asked the
like
question, motherfucker.
Guy.
I'm just answering.
Hey,
no, I'm just saying, what you
like
come with? With the, what made
head
the wax question?
Hey, look, confetti a waxing ass nigga. Yeah, fuck around.
Nah, I don't do no wax. I'm just trying to feel like what
that
you come up with the wax.
That nigga gonna pull that goddamn old shit up out your head.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna lie. That shit sounds scary to me, waxing.
Nigga, I ain't waxing shit.
That shit sounds like it's gonna hurt.
Nigga, look, if you gotta enjoy my force or not, nigga.
Look at that, like, shh. Get the fuck.
Yeah, nigga, you want to snatch that shit off your goddamn pubes, nigga?
Yeah, that shit sound like it's gonna hurt.
Well, yeah, nigga, you fuck around and have some raw shit happen. I'm cool. Nigga talking about waxing. I ain't waxing a motherfucker time. Now, I could wax my car because that motherfucker ain't gonna scream.
Yeah, you leave them dirt stains on it and it make out cowboy.
Yeah, put some of that goddamn wax on your balls and pull that motherfucker off your balls.
Hey, you know what? Mm-hmm. Cowboy's 2-1-1, y'all. No, you gotta know that.
It don't matter.
I know they ain't gonna say nothing. That's why I said they. Hey, look at who we talking about today in Raiders, man?
Oh, I'm so mad at them motherfuckers, boy. I'm about ready to just blow up their whole plane while they going across the country.
Raiders got all them kids in California and can't none of them win.
Oh, Lord. Here we go with this shit. Yep.
I'm like
50 seconds. Look, this is what y'all do. All of y'all put some that goddamn wax on y'all balls and just pull it off. Let's do that.
Hey, you know what? We cowboy. Hey, we cowboy nation deep right now. Tonight, we cowboy nation deep tonight.
Listen to what I'm saying. It's only 4 games in the season. What the fuck is y'all talking about?
But how many have you won?
2.
1.
It don't matter. It don't matter.
If the players were today,
what did I tell y'all last year, a year before last and all that? Let's talk about this at the end of the season. We're not getting ready to talking about what's going to happen right now.
We got to respect our True West brother is going through a situation. And, you know, this cowboy stuff
is
a little bit over emotional.
The end of the season before y'all start pulling out your pom-pom. That's all y'all got to do. Just wait till the end of the season. That motherfucker.
Damn, I thought it was the end of your season. I thought it was the end of your season already.
Okay, so the Cowboys is what? 2-1?
We winning, baby.
They're going to be two and motherfucker 16. Now, watch this.
Yep, one, baby.
Y'all motherfuckers, y'all better stop celebrating too early. That's
all
I'm talking
about. We got one. Play the yellow bees. We got one.
Celebrate
early.
We got one. I got donuts for all of y'all. Y'all want donuts?
What yellow bees say? We up one.
By the time they get there, they're going to be stale.
We up one.
I want a cronut.
They're going to be stale by the time they get there. Y'all got to stop celebrating too early, bro.
We up one. We up one. Somebody bust one.
Hey, don't get no donuts. Get us a porta potty to put it outside, because we don't want to be stinking up your living room when we shitting on y'all.
Now, I send y'all a porta potty so y'all can shit up y'all own spot. Y'all sitting up y'all own spot. Y'all ain't sitting up my spot. God damn it. Now what? Y'all just sit up there. Y'all just wait for it. That's all y'all got to do.
What y'all they say? Cowboys taking
wait
a shit.
Minute. Hold on. Let me say this. In a respectful way. Y'all got shitted on the last five seasons. Dallas Cowboys fans been shitted on five seasons. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me go back. 10 seasons.
We did, hey,
so what the fuck
like
are y'all sitting up there? Wait a minute. Y'all sitting up there with y'all pom-poms out, and it's only been four fucking games. And y'all been getting shitted on for a whole decade. Y'all haven't won shit since motherfucking 1992.
Did y'all win the year before? Did y'all win the year before that? You catch my drill?
Well, we went to the Super Bowl. We went to four
championships.
We didn't
did you win.
Win. But y'all didn't go.
Did
but
you
did
win?
You
didn't go.
Ain't no losing.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's go back even further. For the last eight motherfucking seasons, y'all haven't even went to the goddamn playoff.
Hey, I think Scratch is like hearing himself talk that they never won. They ain't won that Super Bowl.
Y'all haven't went for the last motherfucking 8 years.
But
to
did
a
you
playoff.
Win?
Y'all went
did
to
you
one
win the
playoff
Super Bowl
game and lost it.
But I'm saying, did you win them? You like telling this story to tell us that you didn't win the Super Bowl.
Y'all didn't go to the playoffs but one time.
Okay,
one time.
Did y'all win the Super Bowls?
It don't matter.
Y'all only went to the playoffs one year.
Wait a minute. Y'all only went to the playoffs 1 year since 1992.
But think about it.
We had 2020, right? 2022. And y'all only went to the playoffs one time since 1992.
Hey, who tell a story without a great
I'm going to say this.
Scratch.
It really
we ain't
going to
win.
If you go to the Super Bowl or not. But if
go
you don't win the Super Bowl, it really
go
don't
look
matter.
It up. Go on, look it up. Y'all
and
motherfuckers
again,
ain't been.
You don't win.
Shit in years. I don't give a fuck if we didn't win or not. But we got closer
than
y'all ever
had.
Remember
that show called The Wiz? Remember that show The Wiz with Michael Jackson? What they say, you can't win.
Confetti
can't look it up, but Mr. Headway, you can. Look up the last time that y'all was even close to being in the playoffs.
Hey, amen. We not coming to your movies that you drop, because you want to have movies without beautiful endings.
I ain't worried about it. You can sit up
we
there.
We not coming to your movies, Pierre.
You can sit up there and whoop all that shit you want to.
You gonna keep all motion. We almost did that. We almost did
that.
We almost
you want to.
Nigga, I ain't almost
we
don't
been,
count, my nigga.
We been closer to any. We been in more playoff games. We've been in more Super Bowls than y'all did since 1990.
Hey, what do women tell you? Almost don't count. Potential. You got potential.
But
potential.
You ain't been there. Shit, nigga. You
but, hey, almost
nigga,
don't count.
You go,
what,
nigga, you
say,
going, to, you
don't
going to the dance. You going to the dance with no bitches. That's what y'all
that's like
doing.
You saying, that's like you saying, man. Y'all you
going
come
to the dance. Hey, look.
Hey,
y'all going to the dance with no bitches. So
hey,
all
people,
y'all
like
little homos is sitting up there
hey, people,
watching
like,
everybody
like,
else have fun at the dance.
Hey, check it out. That,
1995,
like hey,
Scratch.
95
was the last time y'all won a Super Bowl.
Nigga, this is 2000.
95.
Hey, that's like you telling me, JoJo, and everywhere, and we all fucked last night, and you said, man, I almost got some pussy.
Y'all motherfuckers sitting up there watching
get
us
the
dance.
Fuck out of you almost got some pussy. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
like,
almost. But y'all in the stands probably
that's,
grabbing
hey,
each other's dicks, nigga.
Y'all almost got some pussy. Get the
y'all
fuck out of here.
Y'all probably up there grabbing
like,
each other's dicks. Because y'all wasn't even close. Y'all was just at the dance. Y'all didn't even get on the dance floor. 1995.
And you talk about
that's
how long it is since we won.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's see.
95, 90, 89, 85, and 82.
Oh, my God. That is don't look up y'all losing ass record.
Well, we talking about the last time you won a Super Bowl. Same time is up. You in the same boat talking about
well,
the
when the last time we went to the championship?
It don't
when
matter.
The last time we
win.
Went to a Super Bowl?
It don't
when the last
matter.
Time
you
y'all went to
you
a championship? What time y'all went to the Super Bowl? Get the
we
fuck
like
out of here.
We think
if
y'all can get bought out. Y'all taking the deal. Y'all
get
paid off.
We've been knocking on the door. And y'all motherfuckers fucking around sweeping up the goddamn field for the goddamn last 20 years.
Confetti telling us the boat won't roll in the sea.
Y'all ain't seen shit since motherfucking Emmitt Smith. Y'all ain't seen shit since Troy Aikman. Troy Aikman been sitting on the goddamn broadcast booth. Get the fuck out of here.
95.
Hey, them 4 years. Who won the Super Bowl, Scratch? Who was the Super Bowl champ? I'm going to see if you remember that shit. Who was the Super Bowl champ that we had 4 years y'all went there? Remember that?
Not y'all.
They don't remember that shit. Almost no goddamn count.
Hey,
y'all
you
won
look
the 95.
Hey, you better call 90. Siri and tell her the motherfucker. Ask Siri. Ask motherfucking whoever the fuck you got to ask, nigga. We've been in more
hey,
championships and
Super
Bowls than y'all ever have in the last 10, 20
years.
Get the fuck out of here. Y'all motherfuckers. All y'all niggas on Sherm, man. Hold on. Let me buy some Sherm so I can sell it to y'all so I can make some money. I'm going to buy some Sherm so I can just sell it to y'all because y'all motherfuckers smoking the wax Sherm. I'm going to give you the good.
Oh, man. I just wish because of 4 years, y'all almost won. Who won the Super Bowl? Didn't you?
Lord. Yep, Sherm. You know what? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to deliver the Sherm to y'all. I'm going to buy this good. I'm going to get this good because y'all been smoking that fucked up.
We want the same stuff that you smoking on.
I'm about to buy some good Sherm. And then JoJo, he can come up here and just pick up his package because he's close. Y'all on some way crazy Sherm ass shit. y'all Cowboys ain't did shit for it.
Cowboys been in the Super Bowl 8 times and never won 5.
20 years, my nigga.
We've been in 8 Super Bowls. We've been in 8 Super Bowls.
Damn near 15, 20 years, the Cowboys ain't been. They only been to the playoff like 2 times in the last century. Are you fucking serious? Oh, my God. Yep, I'm going to give y'all some good shine. So y'all can stop smoking that wax, huh? Or do y'all want
like
the crack?
Hey,
is it the crack that y'all want? Y'all want the crack or y'all want
been
the
in 5 of them. We been in 8
you
Super Bowls. Y'all been in 5.
Term. You want the crack, Deshaun? Oh, wait. Maybe it's crystal meth. What do y'all
but
want?
But if we smoke that shit you smoking, then we going to say...
No.
We almost won
the
Super Bowl.
I don't have to smoke because my team has been.
You don't remember who was the champions of Scratch in 4 years? Y'all almost won. Who won the Super Bowl in 4 years?
So, nigga, you can't. Wait a minute. Hold on. Cavetti.
I hope I was blind.
You can't
so I
go
see
back.
It.
You can't go back.
I think that's
the
reason why I was starting to go blind early.
You can't go back to the 80s.
I know.
You can't go back.
But I was starting to go blind early. I didn't know y'all lost
there.
The Super Bowl.
Nigga, that shit is over.
But I'm
okay,
saying,
well,
my vision was starting to leave back then.
Y'all
watching
ain't won one since the 90s. Y'all haven't won one since the 90s.
Who won the Super Bowl y'all lost? Since you keep saying almost.
Nigga, how many Super Bowls y'all been in since the motherfucking 80s? You don't know that. So shut the fuck up.
Hey, do it, man. I just need to focus on how many we talking about. What y'all almost did.
No. See,
we're talking about,
about
what y'all almost did.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hold on. This whole situation
here.
You can't reverse psychology on me, motherfucker, because y'all haven't been there in fucking decades.
Hey, man.
Y'all haven't
like
won in decades.
But we've been there.
Like
we've been
trying
in the dance. We went to the dance, but we didn't win.
Y'all
didn't even go to the dance. Y'all didn't even get a goddamn ticket to go and watch the dance.
Hey, man, who geeked you up to fight for the 49ers? Who geeked you up to get on that plane?
Bro, check this out. You cannot compare. Oh, wait, okay, let's even get deeper than that. What happened last year when JoJo was sitting here with his JoJo jersey on? And we played the 49ers. What happened? No!
Y'all played the 49ers? Oh, you on our team night? When we played the 49ers, you on our side now. You on our side. You just said, we played the 49ers.
No. What
side
happened?
What happened last year? You just had a delusional moment. You over there smoking that shit, Dallas jersey, yo. Hey, we just heard you.
And we played the
49ers.
Who won that game?
You got amnesia, Scratch. You just
who
had a delusional moment.
Who won that
moment
game?
We can replay this damn show. We
who
can replay this.
49ers won.
Okay.
49ers won, and I patted you on the back, and then y'all lost, and I took the pat back.
Well, we beat the goddamn Cowboys. That's the only thing that's
good. That shit was technicality.
That didn't matter.
Count.
You had to beat the Cowboys.
Get the fuck out of here. You didn't even see this shit, nigga.
And
you had to win the Super Bowl.
Hey, that's right. Then you didn't make no Super Bowl again.
Oh, my God. Y'all motherfuckers. Boy, yeah, like I said,
I'm tired of y'all with
that
almost shit.
I got that
almost shit starting to play out now.
I'm gonna walk in some of that good
high potential shit starting to play out. Scratch.
So
we got high potential.
When y'all hit this charm, this is gonna be 100. Y'all gotta get that cut. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got that cut charm. They got that cut charm to where. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't really getting high y'all getting delusional. I'm gonna give you that real charm to wear.
Nigga, man, we know you smoking. We know you on that coke that ain't been stepped on because you believe this shit. You believe them 4 years and you don't want to tell
whatever.
Me. But we know
whatever.
You know better, even if you're on that
uncooked
coke that ain't been stepped
nigga.
On, nigga.
You better ask
that
Siri.
That uncut Peruvian blow.
You better ask Siri.
You know what I'm saying? When you cook it up, that shit turn yellow.
Yeah,
I remember Slab selling that white
you
shit, that yellow
ask.
Shit.
You better
you
ask.
You got a yellow shit
Google.
That keep coming back. You know
you
that
better
stretch?
Ask all them motherfuckers. Ask all them motherfuckers, and I guarantee you that we had
the
a
Stones,
better.
The Stones, man.
49ers had a better record.
I got you smoking that pocket full of Stones.
Than the Cowboys the last motherfucking century. You better ask Google.
But
you
wasn't
going to
lie
before Siri.
You
better
you
ask
hit a line before you start talking. You hit a few lines.
You better ask somebody.
Yo, that nigga up there. That nigga talking about the water.
Hey, you
coach.
Can do
he
it right
there,
now.
Y'all.
Do it right now.
That nigga.
Do it
that
right
nigga
now.
Talking about the water
do it
coach.
Right now.
That nigga talking about the water
goes
he up there.
Confetti, do it right now. Go to Google.
Nigga, the internet.
Hey, who had the best record in the last 10 years?
That nigga up there. He smoking
do
that
it.
Big coke.
Do it.
Hit the line, baby.
Do it.
Hit the line. Hit another line.
Do it.
Hit another
do it.
Line.
Right now, just so we can
come
all
on,
hear
come on, Scarface.
It.
Hit
yeah.
another line. Come on, Scarface.
Do
come
it
Quay
right
Lowe.
Now.
Back.
Yeah.
Go on there and say, who had the better record in the last 10 years, the 49ers or the Cowboys? Do it right now. And let
hit another
hear.
Line. A couple of Quay Lowe's, you big back.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Just do it.
Come on, Scarface. Hit another line.
Who had the best record in the last 10 years, the 49ers
ooh,
or
hey, Fred, hit another
the
line,
Cowboys?
Scarface.
Say it.
Scarface, hit another line, Scarface.
Say it.
A couple of Quay Lowe's, you'll be back.
Wow.
We
are he won't say it. Okay. Well, one of y'all motherfuckers go to y'all shit and say who had the best record in the last 10 years, the 49ers or the Cowboys. Y'all say it.
We don't believe. I mean, it don't matter. Y'all just ain't won them Super Bowl. Hey, let me tell you something. You got,
yeah.
Y'all like having high potential with no success. You like high potential with no success. We
say
don't like
it.
That shit. You want high potential. No success. Well, that nigga hit that line. Hit that line again.
Y'all say it.
Come on, Scarface. Hit another line.
Y'all say it.
A couple of Quay Lewis, he'll be back.
Yep. Say it. Who has the most in the last 10 years? Say it. None of y'all motherfuckers.
A couple of Quay Lowe's.
Y'all know
Quay
that's
Lowe's.
What
they'll
it is,
back.
My nigga.
Take
that
night to the bad guy.
Well, we'll see this year. That's all we'll do. We'll see this year. When they play, we'll see what we're going to do.
That's what I said. I said we'll talk about this shit at the end of the season. Right now, it's nothing.
Well, we're just celebrating game by game. So... That's
yeah,
what
y'all celebrate. Y'all get y'all motherfucking do whatever y'all gotta do. This shit don't matter until the end of the season.
Okay, Scarface. Cover Queen Lou.
You goddamn right. You goddamn right.
Hitting them lines.
I give you another Quay Lou, and you gonna love me forever. That's all you do is put this shit up your nose. Won't you get a job? Won't you get a fucking job? Yeah, I know the whole goddamn lingo, nigga. This shit don't matter until the end of the season. Like when them motherfuckers be like, well, the Cowboys is out. The Cowboys is out. Man, y'all motherfuckers gonna be like, we'll just wait till next year, like y'all said last year. Y'all said that last year. Y'all said it last year. Y'all said it the year before that. Y'all said it the year before that. Y'all said it the year before that. Nigga, this is like 5 years in the making. Ever since True West Radio was on, y'all be like, oh, yeah, well, we'll get you next year. Oh, well, we'll get you next year. Oh, well, we'll get you next year. Now, then we going into year six. We going to say the same thing. Oh, well, we'll get you next year. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Ah, be quiet. That's what I'm talking about. Set the fuck up.
Hey, they say only a fool argue with a fool. You know that, right?
Oh, well, all right. You shut the fuck up when I said it, so shut the fuck up now. Thank you.